ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ಚರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯರಾಧಮಾತಾ ಪಂಜಾಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜನ ಗಿರೆ ವರಸಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ಚರವನಚಾರಿ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಪಂಚತತ್ವ ಜಯ ಪಂಚತತ್ವ Jaya Radha Madha, Radha Madha, Radha Madha, Jaya Radha Madha. Jaya Mrishe Madha, Mrishe Madha, Mrishe Madha, Jaya Prahlad Mara. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev.
Вишну Пада Парамахамса Приврача Качарья Штатара Шаташи Шримад Виданти Гасвами Абхай Чарана Равинда Бхактивиданта Свами Шила Прабхупада Ки Джай. Джай Вишну Пада Парамахамса Приврача Качарья Штатара Шаташи Шримад Виданти Гасвами Бхактисиданта Сарасвати Такур Прабхупада Махараджа Ки Джай. Ананта Коти Вайшнава Вринда Ки Джай. Намачарья Шила Харикас Такур Ки Джай. Ом Брамста Коши Кришна Чайтанья, Прабху Нитьянанда, Ши Адвайта, Гададхар, Шиваса Адигора, Бхакта Вринда Киджая, Шишу Радха, Мадав, Гопи Гопинат, Радха Кунда, Шьяма Кунда, Гири Говардхана Киджая, Вриндавана Мадура Дама Киджая, Майяпура Навадвипа Дама Киджая, Ганга Майя Муна Майя Киджая, Тулси Махарани, Бхакти Деви Киджая, Гаура Премананды. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. Jaya Shri Shri Guru Guranga, Jaya Shri Shri Guru Guranga, Jaya Shri Shri Guru Guranga, Jaya Shri Shri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namaham Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadam Ahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Намахом Вишну Падая Кришна Прештая Бутале Шимати Бхакти Виданта Свамин Бхити Намине Намасте Сарасвати Деве Гауравани Прачарине Нирвишеша Шуннявади Пашатья Дешатарине Нама Махавадандьяя Кришна Према Прадаяте Кришная Кришна Чайтанья Намни Гауратвише Намаха Панча Татватмакам Кришнам Бхакта Рупа Сварупакам Бхакта Аватарам Бхакта Кьям Намами Бхакта Шактикам Хе Кришна Каруна Синду Дина Банху Джагатпате Гопеша Гопика Канта Рада Канта Намостуте Тапта Канча Нагауранги Раде Вриндаванешвари Вришибану Суте Деви Пранамами Хари Прием Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna So today we continue reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 20, started just the first and the second verses. And the chapter is entitled Bali Maharaja Surrenders the Universe. What is it, first or second? So I will be reading verse number one, and then second is on the board. Shishuka vacha balire. It's not there, right? I'm just reading myself. Balire vam griha patih kula charya na bashitah tushnim butvakshanam rajan uvacha vahito guru. Translation. And purported by His Divine Grace, A.S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Srila Shukadeva Goswami said, O King Parikshit, when Bali Maharaja was thus advised by his spiritual master Shukracharya, his family priest, he remained silent for some time, and then, after full deliberation, he replied to his spiritual masters as follows. Purport. Srila Vishwanathar Chakravarti Thakura remarks that Bali Maharaja remained silent at a critical point. How could he disobey the instruction of Shukracharya, his spiritual master? It's the duty of such a sober personality as Bali Maharaja to abide by the orders of his spiritual master immediately, as his spiritual master had advised. But Bali Maharaja also considered that Shukracharya was no longer to be accepted as a spiritual master, for he had deviated from the duty of a spiritual master. According to Shastra, the duty of the guru is to take the disciple back home, back to Godhead. If he is unable to do so and instead hinders the disciple in going back to Godhead, he should not be a guru. Gurur na sasyat, Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.18. One should not become a guru if he cannot enable his disciple to advance in Krishna consciousness. The goal of life is to become a devotee of Lord Krishna, so that one may be freed from the bondage of material existence. Tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjuna, Bhagavad Gita 4.9. The spiritual master helps the disciple attain this stage by developing Krishna consciousness. Now Shukracharya has advised Bali Maharaja to deny the promise to Vamanadev. Under the circumstances, therefore, Bali Maharaja thought that there would be no fault if he disobeyed the order of his spiritual master. He deliberated on this point. Should he accept the advice of his spiritual master, and should he independently do everything to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He took some time. Therefore, it is said, Tushnim Bhutva Kshanam Rajan Ovacha Vahito Gurum. After deliberation on this point, he decided that Lord Vishnu should be pleased in all circumstances, even at the risk of ignoring the Guru's advice. To the contrary. Anyone who is supposed to be a guru but who goes against the principles of Vishnu Bhakti cannot be accepted as guru. If one has falsely accepted such a guru, one should reject him. Such a guru is described as follows, Mahabharata Shantiparva. Gurur apyavali tasya karya karyam ajanataha utpatha pratipannasya Parityago vidhiyate. Srila Jiva Goswami has advised that such a useless guru, a family priest acting as guru, should be given up, and that the proper bona fide guru should be accepted. Sat karma nipano vipro mantra tantra visharadah a vaishnava guru nasyat vaishnavak svapacho guruh. A scholarly brahmana, expert in all subjects of Vedic knowledge, is unfit to become a spiritual master without being a Vaishnava. But if a person born in a family of lower caste is a Vaishnava, he can become a spiritual master. That's a quote from Padma Purana. And verse 2, it's on the board. Please repeat. Shibali Ruvacha. Satsam Bhagavata Praktaham Dharmayam Grihamedinam Artam kamam yashovritim. Yonam badita karhichit. Satyam bhagavato praktam. Dharmayam grihamedinam. Artam kamam yashovritim. Yonam badita karhichit. Satyam bhagavata praktam. Dharmaya grihamedina. Artam kamam yashovritim. Yonam badita karhichit. Shibaliruvacha. Satyam bhagavata praktam. Dharmayam grihamedinam. Artam kamam yashovritim. Yonam badheta karkichit. Shibaliruvacha. Satyam bhagavata proktam. Dharmayam grihamedinam. Artam kamam yashovritim. Yonam badita karhichit. Satyam bhagavata proktam. Dharmam yam grihamedinam. Artam kamam yashovritim. Yonam badita karkichit.
Vaishnavi, please.
Shibali ruvacha. Satyam bhagavata proktam. Dharmayam grihamedinam. Artam kamam yashovritim. Yonam badita karkichit. Shibaliruvacha. Satyam proktam. Dharmayam grihamedinam. Artam kamam yashovritim. Yonam badita karkichit. Satyam bhagavata proktam. Kamam yashovritim. Yonam badita karhichit. Shibali ruvacha.
Bali Maharaja said,
Satyam, it is truth. Bhagavata, by your greatness, proktam, what has already been spoken, dharma, a religious principle, ayam, that is, grihamedinam, especially for the householders, artham, economic development, kamam, sense gratification, yashak vrittim, reputations and means of livelihood, yaham, which religious principle, naam, not, badheta, hinders, karhichit, at any time. Translation. Bali Maharaja said, as you have already stated, the principle of religion that does not hinder one's economic development, sense gratification, fame, and means of livelihood is the real occupational duty of the householder. I also think that this religious principle is correct. Purport. Bali Maharaja's grave answer to Shukracharya is meaningful. Shukracharya stressed that one's material means of livelihood and one's material reputation, sense gratification, and economic development must continue properly. To see to this is the first duty of a man who is a householder, especially one who is interested in material affairs. If a religious principle doesn't affect one's material condition, it is to be accepted. At the present time, in the age of Kali, this idea is extremely prominent. No one is prepared to accept any religious principle if it hampers material prosperity. Shukracharya, being a person of this material world, did not know the principles of a devotee. A devotee is determined to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead to his full satisfaction. Anything that hampers such determination should certainly be rejected. This is the principle of bhakti. Anukulyasya sankalpah pratikulyasya varjanam. To perform devotional service, one must accept only that which is favorable and reject that which is unfavorable. Bali Maharaja had the opportunity to contribute everything he possessed to the lotus feet of Lord Vamanadeva. But Shukracharya was putting forward a material argument to hamper this process of devotional service. Under the circumstances, Bali Maharaja decided that such hindrances should certainly be avoided. In other words, he decided immediately to reject the advice of Shukracharya and go on with his duty. Thus, he gave all his possessions to Lord Vamanadeva. I'm seeking for your blessings to be able to say something inspirational and to give some pleasure to the devotees and the Supreme Lord. So we continue reading this 8th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's a dramatic story of how Bali Maharaja began the war, great war against the demigods, and he won the war. And as a result, he conquered all the universe and he became a possessor of whatever exists, whatever we can behold here, the whole universe, literally speaking, by the grace of his master, Shukracharya, his spiritual master, or his Kula Guru. He is called here Kulacharya, or family guru. But at the moment when he was going to accept the throne of Indra, the highest position of this material world, Lord Vishnu intervened in his plans, with his own plans, as usually happened. And this is the usual scenario. And from the materialistic man, militant materialist, he turned into the pure devotee of Lord Krishna. All of a sudden, unexpectedly for himself, and for all others who were there. How it happened, actually, it's very remarkable. And in the later verses, it's explained that Bali Maharaja, being Vairochani, or son of Virochana, who is the son of Prahlad Maharaj, he received the mercy of his great-grandfather, Prahlada Maharaj. And because of this mercy, he received the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared in front of him, before him, as Vamanadeva, just there on the spot. And he appeared in which disguise? He appeared as a brahmachari, brahmana. Actually, acharyas say that he wanted to add some humor in their relationship with such appearance, because Bali Maharaja was a great person now. He conquered the whole universe, and the whole universe was his possession. So great, great man. So how to back from the great, great man? You have to become very small, smallest of the smallest. So therefore, Lord Vishnu came as a small, small boy, beggar, to beg from big, big Bali. And the perspective was not correct at all, right? So if you want to offer something to the Lord, so the Lord should be big and we have to be small. We are small servants and the Lord is a big master. And because of this, Bali has changed whole situation. He came as a small beggar, but ended as a big, great, full of all opulences, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as it should be, for some particular reason, and we will come to this. So thus Bali Maharaj became a Kripa Siddha, that's a mercy case of Guru Maharaj, of his Guru Maharaj Shukracharya and the Lord. Guru Kripa Prasada Paya Bhakti Lata Bicha. And he got the seed of his Bhakti Lata. His seed was there in the heart. But as Srila Prabhupada mentioned little further, when he saw Vamana Deva, he decided immediately, I shall give this little Brahmana whatever he asks from me. And that was the sign of Prema. So Srila Prabhupada comes to conclusion that Bali Maharaja got his Prema right on the spot, from the seed of Bhakti, right on the spot, when he saw, just saw the Vamana Deva, he got Prema immediately. And the sign of Prema was this desire to surrender everything to the Lord just appeared in the heart spontaneously. Let me give everything to the Brahmana, whatever he will ask for. And it was a special mercy. Not just mercy, but a special mercy. Why? Because Yasyaham anugrihnami karishita danam shanai. Yeah? That's 10th canto, 88th chapter. Where Krishna explained what does it mean to get his special mercy. Yasyaham anugrihnami. That's this special mercy, arugrihna, will be shown, will be manifested when I take away all the possessions. Whatever the devotee may have, I will take everything, but gradually. Tadanam shanayah. The shanayah that specifically meant gradual process of taking away all the possession. But here it was special, special mercy because it was not gradual process of taking away the possession. It was taken right in one moment, in one kshana, literally speaking, right? So it was first installment of this special mercy for his devotee, Bali Maharaja. And this chapter is entitled Bali Maharaja Surrenders the Universe. Like if we compare our situation, we can surrender something, this or that, to some extent even, but not whatever we have, not to full extent, but that's what Bali Maharaja did. He surrendered everything. He got everything, like immediately, and he lost everything immediately. He surrendered everything immediately. So it was also a special feature of the nature of devotion of Bali Maharaja. Therefore, because of surrendering everything, he became a Mahajan. He was not born as Mahajan. Mahajan, that qualification which comes when one performs such a deed that is so remarkable, that it so much pleases the Lord, that the Lord gives himself in return. That's the definition of Mahajana. Maha means great, and jana, the living entity. Whoever lives there, jhanas. So the great living entity. What is the greatness? Give everything to the Lord. Greatest of greatest. In this case, he gave even more than he has. He has the universe as his possession, but he gave something which was much more than just universe. What was this? Whole his Atma. Therefore he is a semblance of Atma Nivedana. Example of Atma Nivedana. Atma Nivedana means full surrender without any reservation. With his whole Atma. Atma means body, physical body. Atma means mind. Atma means intelligence. And Atma means the soul, of course. And Atma means the extension of the body. Means possession. Whatever body has in this world. Everything was surrendered to the Lord. It's interesting why all of a sudden, as it was explained, like to add some humor, this small boy started growing and growing, increasing in size, and with one step he literally speaking covered whole Burloka, whole earth. And then with his body he covered all the directions, all the space. And with his second step he covered all the heaven, whatever remained towards the liars. Everything was covered by these two steps. So why Bali acted in such a way? Why he couldn't just do something else, like a small boy, like a Krishna, when he just touches the Chakatasura, this card, immediately card broken? Why would Bali Maharaja showed his Aishwarya? And actually it's explained by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita in the 9th chapter, when Arjuna asked him, "You glorify bhakti so much. Why then nobody accepts bhakti? Nobody follows, literally speaking, but we don't have so many examples out of your associates following bhakti. Why it's so?" And then Krishna explained to Arjuna, "Because they don't have faith, Arjuna. They don't have faith in bhakti, therefore they just think that it's false glorification of bhakti. It's not like this, it's false eulogy." And then Krishna said, "Now hear about my Aishwarya. This Aishwarya Jnana will give you Dasya Bhakti. It's needed for Dasya Bhakti. Aishwarya, to show Aishwarya or to demonstrate Aishwarya. To understand Aishwarya or the opulences of the Lord is needed for Dasya Bhakti. What is this Dasya Bhakti? I am small servant and the Lord is great master. That's our relationship. Right? And the God is great, full of different opulences, wealth, power, knowledge, beauty, etc., renunciation. So until I am small and seeing I am Dasa, how I can accept my master? For this I have to see his greatness. When I'm convinced in his greatness, I feel small. Otherwise I feel big, because I don't know what greatness is. I compare my greatness with the greatness of the Lord. So for this I have to know the greatness of the Lord. Therefore Aishwarya is needed for Dasya Bhakti. And without knowing Aishwarya, the splendor of the Lord, actually the Dasya will not manifest as the basis of all other relationship with the Lord. We have higher rasas as what? Vatsalya, and then Sakya, and then Madhurya. So Dasya is the basis of all of them. We cannot proceed towards the higher relationship with the Lord unless we are fixed in our identity as Dasa. I'm a servant, and then I can proceed. Okay, I'm a Sakha now because it includes Dasya Rasa, and we have some other relationship as well. So it's growing from Dasya Bhakti. But for Dasya, we need to know Aishwarya of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord began growing and growing and growing to show his full Aishwarya to Bali, for them, to make this situation in even like more easy for him to surrender from one side, but it was difficult from another side for any other materialist person. Why? Because if you have to surrender everything, whatever you have, to small person, or then it would be difficult, all right? If the person is big, then it's okay to surrender him everything. Therefore, the Lord showed all his Aishwarya. And how actually Bali Maharaja was able to surrender? This is the situation of all of us. We will be given some tests, and those tests will be severe, very difficult to pass. That Acharya warned us about it, and they said, that before Bhava comes, one has to be free from all his attachment. And sometimes this attachment, they are very subtle and they are so much close to the soul. Therefore, they are most strong, the strongest one. And to cut this attachment, to break this attachment, there will be tests which will be of the same nature, very strong tests, to cut or to destroy this strong attachment. It may be everything, whatever we attach to very firmly to the roots of our existence, that will be cut. And it can be whatever. It can be social sphere or the best scenario which the Lord suggests here, offers here, and to put our reputation totally down here in the social sphere. That's the first test. If the person actually attached to the social relationship, and it's important for him to be well situated and to be well accepted in the society, so that's the scenario. The attachment to this adoration, to this relationship in society based on honor will be just destroyed totally. And it's happening in the darkest time in the period of devotional, right? Before Bhava. And it is said that the darkest time of the night comes before sunrise. That's the darkest, right? So the Bhava, that's the first rays of the sun of Prema, so darkest time of all this, for all this attachment to be cut, to be broken, that's just before this asakti. So it comes. It came to Bali Maharaja as well. He was deprived of all his possession. And Bali Maharaja gave him not just one test, but so many tests. And because he was able to pass over all of them, he became a Mahajan. He surrendered everything. What the tests were there for Bali Maharaja to overcome them, to pass them? First, Shukracharya, his Kula Guru, tried to stop him, tried to impede him. This test was very difficult to Bali Maharaja to pass. Why? Because Bali Maharaja used to obey. It was the rule there in the Vedic time. We have to obey our superiors. We have to obey our guru. Right? And more essential was why Bali Maharaja accepted Shukracharya as his guru. It was very remarkable. Bali Maharaja was killed. We know the continuation of the story of Mohini Murti, who distributed all the nectar to the demigods. The continuation was the demon wanted to retaliate, and they began this great war again against the demigods. But because they were so strong, because of drinking this amrita, nectar of immortality, they were able to conquer all the demons. And literally speaking, all the demons were killed. But what did Shukracharya do? He revived all the demons. And Bali Maharaja also was killed in this battle. So he was revived as well by Shukracharya. So Shukracharya revived this greatest king of the demons. Therefore, Bali Maharaja was so grateful to Shukracharya for this, so much so that he accepted him, although he was already his Kula Guru, he accepted him, re-accepted him as his guru with all his heart, and started serving him with whatever he possessed, with all his faith in his guru, and with all his gratitude. So it was the criteria, see, the criteria of choosing the spiritual master and the acceptance of the spiritual master. He revived me, he revived my body, he revived my physical body. But is this really a criteria for acceptance of guru? The guru is supposed to revive our soul. So criteria was not proper from the side of Bali Maharaja. Therefore, he could rely, he know that the remarkable quality of Bali Maharaja was that he knows the the qualities of Shukracharya. He know where he can rely on him. It was whole vast varieties of material knowledge. Shukracharya knew everything. He knew artha scriptures, artha shastras. He knew dharma shastras. He knew kama shastras. Whatever will establish our nice life here was known to Shukracharya. Therefore, Bali Maharaja always followed the instruction of his spiritual master, knowing his knowledgeable nature, knowing the knowledge that he possessed. And Shukracharya proved it. Because of the instruction of Shukracharya, Bali Maharaja was able to conquer whole universe, literally speaking. So the instructions were so good that he got even heaven, heavenly kingdom, that the greatest goal in this material world, to reach to heaven finally. Yeah, the whole Varnashrama is meant just for reaching the heaven. If you read through all these shastras, like Dharma Shastra and Artha Shastra, what is the goal there? Heaven. And Bali Maharaja, after hundred and thousands of lifetime, going to perfection from Varna to Arna, from Ashrama to Arma, finally, after hundred and thousands of lifetime of reincarnation, until the living entities were getting perfection in the Varnashrama and were going to the heaven. After millions, literally speaking, millions of years spent in fighting for this happiness of heaven with the material nature. But here, Bali just got it. It's very easily, by the mercy of Shukracharya, she got this. And now, he is losing everything. He losing all this possession, all this heaven. Is it possible for us, I was thinking, to lose something big like the whole universe? It's very difficult, actually. It's very difficult. It's something very big, and not just part of it was surrendered to the Lord, but everything. So, therefore, it took some time to deliberate on the situation for the Bali Maharaja. Which time? Vankshana. What is Vankshana? It's mentioned here in the first verse. Kshana means, literally speaking, less than two seconds. 1, 2. That was the time he deliberated on the matter to surrender or not surrender. Actually, what does it mean? It was so short. 1.6 seconds. That's Kshana. Less than 2 seconds. 1, 2. So how much you can deliberate on whatever during this period? That means that Bali Maharaja was convinced. He has his value system. It was established in his heart. And on the top was Vishnu Bhakti. He never doubted this one. So it was highest priority for Bali Maharaja. But what he was really contemplated on how to present that whatever was given to him as an instruction to follow from his spiritual master doesn't match to this. How to present it? How to soften Shukracharya? But finally, he was not able to soften him. Shukracharya cursed him very severely. You will lose everything, whatever you have. In 15th verse, we come to this curse. So it was first. Shukracharya wanted to stop him. Then he was not successful. And the second test from Vishnu was, now he realized that supposed to give everything, whole universe. The universe which is goal of life for everyone here, especially the kingdom of the demigods. And the second test was from Bali from Vamana Deva, that his guru cursed him. It will come later on. We know that to seek the blessings of guru, that's the perfection of life. Right? Everything comes from blessings of guru. And Bali Maharaja knew this on his own example. Whatever he got came from the blessings or with the blessing of his guru. Whatever he got, it was just blessings. Because Bali Maharaja could please his Guru Maharaj, could please his Kula Guru Shukracharya, and pleased by Shukracharya, he fulfilled his desire to conquer all this universe, to retaliate, to conquer the kingdom of the demigods. So it was given by the blessings, and this boon was given by the blessing of Shukracharya. That's one side. He knew the power of blessings of Guru. And he knew the second side. He knew the power of cursing by Guru. What was the example? It was before in the same Leela, how Indra displeased his spiritual master, displeased Brihaspati, and Brihaspati, literally speaking, withdrew his mercy. It was like a curse. By his curse, demigods lost everything. And so much so that they had to leave their own house, like heavenly kingdom. And therefore, Bali Maharaja was able to conquer it very easily. So this polarity, the blessings of Guru and the curse of Guru, he knew the power of both of them. But now his own Guru curses him. Before he blessed him, now he curses him. How to accept this? Like how you feel? It's very difficult to accept this. But more than this, not just Shukracharya cursed him, but even Lord Vishnu, whom he tried to please, because of him, of surrendering everything to Vishnu, Shukracharya cursed him. Even this Vishnu was supporting Shukracharya in his curse. It's amazing how dramatic Lord appeared everything, whole situation for Bali Maharaja, so that Bali Maharaja could surrender more easily and show all these magnanimous qualities which he possessed. What was the support by Vishnu, the curse of Shukracharya? He told him in the 21st chapter, because you have been unable to give charity according to your promise, the rule is that you should go down to live in the hellish planets. Therefore, in accordance with the order of your spiritual master, go down and live there. Can you imagine the person for whose sake you surrender everything, you gave up everything, like greeting you as your spiritual master who cursed you? Literally speaking, Vishnu sided with Shukracharya in this matter. How to tolerate it? Like, he almost cursed him. But it was apparently, of course, cursing Bali Maharaja. But he repeated it thrice. You have to go to hell. You have to go to hell. You have to go to hell. He confirmed this curse by his own spiritual master. More than that, Vamanadeva not just cursed him against following the Shukracharya, he also arrested him and he chastised him severely. Although this person surrendered everything to him, his very life to him. He put his head and said, just step on it. So he was surrendering everything. How his heart could tolerate this? And he told him, although a father, mother, brother, that's Bali Maharaja speaking to Vamanadeva, may sometimes punish one as a well-wisher, they never punish their subordinate like this. He pointed to Vishnu, what are you doing? Literally speaking. They never punish their subordinate like this. But because you are most worshipable Lord, I regard the punishment you have given me as most exalting. Since your lordship is indirectly the greatest well-wisher of us, demon, you act for our best welfare by posing as if our enemy. Because demons like us always aspire for false prestige. By chastising us, you give us the eyes to see the right path. He took it as a blessing from Lord Vishnu, just this chastisement and also this punishment. So Bali Maharaja was not at all disturbed with this. Although Prahlada Maharaj was so much disturbed by his father, but he was able to accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Vishnu. Right? And he became famous for accepting the shelter despite of any circumstances around him. But what happening here, the Lord Vishnu apparently refused to give the shelter of his lotus feet to Bali Maharaj. Poor Bali Maharaj, he surrendered everything, and now Vishnu refusing him, right? Such a cruel master, materialist may say. But that was the first installment of the mercy. Yasyaham Anugrihami. I have to take away all the possession. So Bali Maharaja didn't get angry at all, didn't get disturbed by this. He said, "What? Please accept me as your servant. Still." Yeah. And thus the Lord Vishnu actually showed the great qualities of Bali Maharaja. He was so tolerant, he was so patient. He was a real hero, the Danavira. Vira means hero. There are three types of heroes mentioned by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion. First, the Yudavira, then second, Danavira, then Dharmavira. Three Viras. So he was Danavira. Danavira, the hero in charity. He was so charitable. He gave in charity to Lord Vishnu whole universe. And here, the point of mercy of the devotee come into picture. Like Guru Maharaj, I have read recently his statement about the two most difficult to understand tattvas. First tattva is Shiva tattva, and the second tattva is Guru tattva. That's most difficult tattvas to understand. And he explains that Shiva tattva, that the source of greatest power in this universe. Shiva is the greatest power in this universe, and Guru is the greatest power to give mercy. There is no greater power, the source of this greater power to give mercy than Guru. So Guru, the greatest person, which possesses greatest power to give the mercy. Which mercy? Krishna's mercy. And it's described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kadambini. He asked the question, why Krishna doesn't give his mercy to everyone, everybody? And he explains this. Yes, Krishna gives mercy to everyone. But how? Through the devotees. He made his devotees in charge of his mercy. He gave this right to give his mercy to the devotees. And the devotees, they're the givers. They're legitimate givers or dealers to give mercy to everyone, so all of us. And it explained to which extent, because everyone can give the mercy of the Lord. We are Bancha Kalbata Rubyasha Kripa Sindhu Be Evacha. Kripa Sindhu, all the devotees, they are oceans of mercy, not just one ocean, but all of us. We are oceans, many oceans of mercy, not just the river, not just some pond, but oceans. This is, it's said about everyone, all the devotees. How? It's also explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Chaitanya Shikshamrita. He said that sadhaka, whoever follows sadhana, gives a seed of prema. What is the seed of prema? Shraddha. To everyone. So sadhaka, whoever follows this path, already under rules and regulation, he can give shraddha or initial phase to start this path of bhakti to everyone. That's his adhikara, his eligibility, right? His extent to give mercy. He is giving shraddha. And bhava bhakta, he is giving bhava to sadhakas, to whoever already pure in the heart. So he is eligible to give bhava to sadhakas immediately. And he is given what we call firm face, and this is nishtha, to whoever don't have qualification. So to materialist, bhava bhakta can give even nishtha, firm faced, which comes before ruchi, and then asakti bhava and prema. So it's very elevated already level, which he can immediately put the person on. And prema bhakti or premi bhakta can give prema to everyone without any discrimination to materialists or to bhaktas. So premi bhakta gives prema to everyone. This is his adhikara. So this is how we can give the mercy to everyone. Actually, so in the verse when Bali Maharaja got cursed by Shukracharya, it given two qualities of Bali Maharaja which gave him a right to reject his guru. Because here the main topic is rejection guru. Under which circumstances? What is the qualification for this? What are the right? How disciple can get this right, or what are the circumstances under which he can reject his guru? And it is said that first of all, Maharaja Bali was very knowledgeable, much more knowledgeable than his spiritual master Shukracharya. How it possibly be? Shukracharya knew everything materially possible to know. He knew Dharma Shastras, Artha Shastras, and Kama Shastras, whatever Shukracharya knew. He was so knowledgeable, and this knowledge gave him the eight mystic perfections. He conquered even Sanjivani Shakti. He was able to manipulate subtle and gross matter so much so that he could revive the dead bodies, or he could create new bodies, or he could invite the soul into the body to revive the body, or he could even create the luminaries and even universes. That was the extent of his knowledge. So he knew everything. He could manipulate matter as he liked. How come that Bali Maharaja was more knowledgeable? And when Shukracharya cursed him, he told him, "You are Pandita Mani. You speak like an erudite scholar, but actually you're a scholar only in your mind. You imagine yourself being a scholar." But then that was the verdict by Shukracharya. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the purport to this verse said that he was not Pandita Mani, whoever just imagined himself being the Pandita. He was Pandita Manya Gya. What is a Pandita Manya Gya? Someone which is so knowledgeable that even the greatest Pandit were worshipping him. That was the knowledge of Bali Maharaja. So how come that Bali Maharaj was more knowledgeable than Shukracharya? Actually, it is explained that all Vedic knowledge can be divided into two big parts: Paravidya and Aparavidya. Paravidya, what is a para? Which is beyond that matter. That vidya of something which is beyond this matter, that means spiritual reality. The knowledge of the spiritual reality. And the Aparavidya, whatever it may be, Artha, Dharma, or Kama, it just within this matter. And it falls into the category of Aparavidya. So Shukracharya was expert in Aparavidya. He knew all the aspects of material knowledge. But Bali Maharaja was expert in Paravidya or Nityavidya. Therefore, they didn't match. The situation was the same for Shukracharya and for Bali Maharaja, because Lord Vamanadev came to establish his supremacy and to make Bali Maharaja to surrender. And the same situation was for Shukracharya, because if Bali Maharaja loses everything, Shukracharya loses everything. Bali Maharaja loses the universe, Shukracharya loses the universe. Right? So situation was for surrender for both of them. But Bali Maharaj surrendered, but Shukracharya couldn't. How Shukracharya depended on Bali Maharaja? Right, on either rejection or accepting the will of the Lord by Bali Maharaja, because he was a Kula Guru of the demons. That the situation which was sustaining him and his family. So if he Bali Maharaja loses everything, then Shukracharya loses everything. He loses, he will be unable even to maintain his family. Therefore, Shukracharya was holding to this position. He didn't want to accept the will of the Lord, because rather than considering the interest of Bali Maharaja, he was considering his own interest. Therefore, he was teaching him like this. Don't accept his will. Just deceive him. Just take back his word, your words, your promise. So it should be done. This is your dharma. But Bali Maharaja, the value system of Bali Maharaja was much more superior than value system of Shukracharya. Therefore, he could see much further than his spiritual master. And therefore, he understood when this situation came and the material refuge was taken away, because in this material world, living entity always seeking a refuge somewhere in two spheres, either in material sphere or the spiritual sphere. So Bali Maharaja, his refuge was material sphere. So much so that his refuge was whole universe. Now this whole universe vanished. Nothing was there for Maharaja to take refuge in, to take shelter in. Therefore, there was another refuge, the perspective of another refuge, and it was the spiritual energy, the spiritual reality. So, because this gone, and Bali Maharaj was able, was ready to accept this shelter of spiritual energy, of spiritual reality, he took the shelter. But Shukracharya didn't take, because he was not ready for this. He was not part of his nature. He didn't get the seat of bhakti. Therefore, he couldn't see as far as Bali Maharaja. So since Bali Maharaja, as it's explained by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, was so knowledgeable, his right was not to obey the direction of his so-called spiritual master. And the second, I will be finishing soon, so many things to say. And the second, his qualification, which enabled him to reject Shukracharya, it was Vairagya. What is a Vairagya? Detachment, right? And it's also explained as a second qualification. He was not, of Bali Maharaj, he was not afraid of any material circumstances. That is given by perfect knowledge. Jnana leads to Vairagya. It was explained in the verse 1 to 7. We know Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojata. Jnana yatyashu Vairagyam, Jnanam chayadahai to come. Whoever performs a devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of God, it immediately is given causeless knowledge and detachment. And attachment to spirit, to spiritual reality. Because that the nature of this knowledge is of, it's by nature of spirit, it's spiritual by nature. Therefore, it connects immediately to the spiritual reality and gives a taste for this spiritual reality. And therefore, all this material reality becomes distasteful. Okay, I have to stop here. We didn't finish, but probably some next time. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande. If you have any question, but we are running out of time, so if you have any, you can express, otherwise.
Thank you very much. It was a really wonderful class. And I'm very satisfied because most of my questions are already answered in your class. I had many questions about Bali Maharaj and why Krishna has to appear as Vamana Dev, which was explained today. And I was really surprised and very happy to know that. And also that in Bhagavad Gita in 10.7 it is said that Krishna shows his opulence and only then a soul is surrendered, and I was wondering why. I had this question for a long time, which you gave the answer today.
That's Krishna. Ninth chapter.
And also it was very clear how and why Bali Maharaj rejected his spiritual master and at what point he came to surrender. And I'm really satisfied with your class because all my questions are answered in this class. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.